We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Source Radio Network. From Learfield, this is IU Basketball with Coach Woodson. Presented by CommunityCars.com. Also brought to you by Indiana University Health is proud to be the official healthcare and sports medicine provider of IU Athletics. Now, here's the voice of the Hoosiers, Don Fisher.
11 days ago, Indiana's goal of winning a Big Ten title seemed like a pipe dream after three straight losses. But since then, the Hoosiers have dug deep, renewed their resolve, and have put three straight impressive wins together that have reinvigorated themselves and the Hoosier Nation. A road win at Illinois last Thursday and yesterday's topping of Michigan State were the latest in this dramatic turnaround that has Indiana at 4-4 in the Big Ten standings and 13-6 overall. And this week, the Hoosiers get another opportunity to build on their resume with a trip to Minnesota on Wednesday and a home date with Ohio State on Saturday. Good evening, everybody. I'm Don Fisher, and this is Inside IU Basketball with Mike Woodson. As always, our show brought to you by CommunityCars.com, where you can purchase your vehicle online and have it delivered by using the express door at CommunityCars.com. CommunityCars.com, purchase in minutes, not hours. We're here at the Southern Stone Restaurant on West Patterson Drive in Bloomington. And in addition to our radio affiliates throughout the state, you can join us to view this show on the IU Athletics Facebook page. Normally, Mike Woodson will be with us here this evening, but he is not able to be here tonight. He is attending a wake out in New Jersey for Chris Ford, who passed away here recently. So Mike will not be with us tonight. In his stead, however, you'll get a chance to meet Yasir Rosemond, who is an associate assistant coach on this Indiana basketball team and a real character all in himself. We will have Yasir join us right after this timeout. This is Inside IU Basketball from Learfield.
Now available throughout the Bloomington area are fresh home-cooked nutritious meals all prepped for you. The Fresh Fork takes the hassle out of planning, shopping, and prepping. That's right, it's the fastest, simplest, and easiest way to avoid decision fatigue. Simply pick a weekly or monthly plan, select the meals you want, and pick them up at BB's Market once a week. So leave the heavy lifting to us and enjoy healthy eating with stocked meals in your fridge. Order online today at thefreshfork.com. That's thefreshfork.com. The Fresh Fork is a proud partner of the WOW Network.
There's some things in life we can always get back. Money? That's one of them. But time? That can never be replaced. Your kids, grandkids, they don't care how big your house is or the type of car you drive. The time they spend with you, that's what matters most. Allow us to help take your financial concerns away so you can enjoy the more important things in life. Call us today at 317-903-9157. Schedule a no-obligation visit and rejoice in your retirement.
Driven by purpose and destined to transform, Baxter Pharmaceuticals converges at the critical intersection where products that save and sustain lives meet the healthcare professionals and caregivers who make it all happen. Now, Baxter supports more patients with a broad set of solutions that empowers healthcare professionals to deliver smarter, more personalized care. Together, Baxter is transforming healthcare with bold innovations that will help us realize our shared promise to improve care for all. Please visit our website at www.baxter.com.
Smithville has been a proud sponsor of IU Athletics since 2009. Smithville is your reliable, local provider for gigabit speed fiber internet, as well as voice and security services, providing state-of-the-art connectivity for your home as well as for businesses big or small. Celebrating its 100th year in business, Smithville lets you experience the internet from the company that knows and loves the Hoosier in you. To learn more, call 800-742-4084 or visit smithville.com.
Health insurance companies are expected to carry health benefits, but CareSource does so much more. We look beyond doctors' offices and hospitals to see the challenges that face our members. Then we help them achieve not just better health, but better lives. Along with Healthy Indiana plan benefits, we help our members find stable jobs, housing, childcare, and rides so they can find greater independence. At CareSource, we're removing barriers. We're improving lives. We're reimagining health insurance.
Want everything on your used car buying checklist? Then check out Ford Blue Advantage. How about a gold-certified 172-point inspection? Check. A comprehensive limited warranty backed by Ford? Check. A Carfax report and a 14-day, 1,000-mile money-back guarantee? Check and check. Ford Blue Advantage. Used car buying that's built for you. See your participating Ford dealer for limited warranty details and important rules on the money-back guarantee program.
Welcome back to Inside IU Basketball, with a reminder that you can join us at 7:05 most Monday nights throughout the season, presented by CommunityCars.com and hosted live here at Southern Stone in Bloomington on West Patterson Drive. Yasir Rosemond is our special guest tonight, subbing in for Coach Woodson, who, again, is out in New Jersey for a wake here this evening. Yasir, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
This is going to be fun tonight, without question. I throw softballs. You hit them out of the park. It's pretty easy stuff.
I try to. I think I'm a lot better looking than Coach, too.
All right. We'll pass that along to him.
Make sure you tell him that.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about your background. We had you on the show last year, and it was a brief segment, about 6 minutes, but we didn't really get into how you got involved with basketball as a youth and who you looked up to and who gave you the insights into college basketball that you wanted to take advantage of. So talk a little bit about your background and where you came from.
Well, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, so I'm a Southern boy. I got into basketball because of my father. My father actually coached at Tennessee State for 8 years, so I knew the game. I followed the game. I actually was a fan of, you may know him, John Chaney.
John Chaney, yeah.
And I was also a fan of Coach Knight because I needed the discipline. So I was one of those guys that needed those coaches that, you know, can give you a little stiff kick in the butt. So I always looked up to those guys because one thing about coaches that were like John Chaney and John Thompson and Bob Knight, you always knew what you were going to get. So I don't like the roller coaster. I like, you know, if you mean, you just mean. So that's fine with me.
Talk a little bit about your playing career. I mean, obviously played high school basketball. You went to a couple of junior colleges.
Yep. I went to Okaloosa Walton in Florida first, and then I went to a junior college in Kansas where I set out because I went there too late. And me and a guy by the name of Steven Jackson, we were roommates. He ended up going to the NBA. Uh-huh. I ended up going to Oregon and played at Oregon, had a pretty good career at Oregon. Went overseas for a little while, played in Argentina, played in Brazil. Never got a chance to really play in the NBA. Got cut from a couple of teams, but I was only on the team because one guy, one of my best friends, Sharif Abdul-Rahim, he got me a workout with the Hawks one time, so I thought I was, you know, hot shot. But I knew I wasn't going to make the team. And I always wanted to coach. And a coach that I played for in junior college, it's funny, I was sitting, if you're familiar with Atlanta, the CNN building, I had just basically was told that you're not going to make the Atlanta Hawks, which I knew I wasn't going to make anyway. But I was working out with those guys, and I was sitting on the CNN steps, and I was just like, man, I'm tired of going overseas. I want to get into coaching. So I called my junior college coach, and he was just like, come on. And the rest is history. So I went from Redlands Community College in Oklahoma to Portland State for 3 months, from Portland State to the University of Oregon for 5 years, from Oregon to Seattle, from Seattle to Sanford, that's in Birmingham, from Sanford to Georgia, from Georgia to Alabama, from Alabama to Indiana.
Cool.
There you have it.
Yeah, there you have it. Who were the coaches that you were under while you were in your coaching career?
Steve Eck was my junior college at Redlands Community College. Okay. And then Ernie Kent at Oregon. And then my high school teammate, Cameron Dollar, was at Seattle University, so I was there with him. I was actually went to Sanford with the guy you guys probably familiar with, Benny Seltzer.
Absolutely.
Who was an assistant coach at Indiana.
Right.
From there, I went to Georgia, and I worked under Mark Fox. From Mark Fox to Avery Johnson at Alabama, from Alabama to Mike Woodson here at IU.
Well, that's
I'm tired of moving.
I
so
understand.
Let's win some games. Sheesh.
Yeah, without question. So you've had a varied career. You've played under a lot of different people.
Yeah.
What have you taken from these guys? What's been the most important thing you've taken from each one of those guys, if you want to go that far?
I think I took offense from Coach Kent. But most of my coaches have been defensive coaches. And obviously, you know, under Coach Woodson, he's a defensive coach. So, but also just taking care of kids and just kind of understanding that we are working with young people. And I was a young person, too. So I remember some of the things that I was thinking. Even though now, these kids, they have a whole lot more than what I had. So they think they got a whole lot of stuff going on. You know, more mental stuff that they have to deal with, more outside voices that they have to deal with. But I've always just been take care of kids, you know, help them reach their dreams, you know, because I was in their place. I was in their shoes before. So I'm always trying to help them reach their dreams and then get them to kind of understand that, you know, basketball is the ultimate goal, but there are some other things that you can do other than basketball. And I think that's kind of what I gained over my years of experience.
When you talk about they've got a lot more to deal with than you did as a youngster, you're talking about social media primarily.
Social
right?
media, yeah. I mean, social media is really, in my opinion, it's a problem. I mean, it's a necessary evil, but I think it's a problem because everybody has a voice. And sometimes everybody having a voice is not okay. And some people may not handle it, especially young people. They don't handle it like adults. You know, sometimes their feelings get hurt. And even adults' feelings get hurt. So it's one of those things, you know, you had to pick up the newspaper to figure out what was going on with us. And too many people didn't talk that bad about you. Now, you have a bad game now. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, it's the worst thing in the world. But, and those are some of the things that we have to tackle now, you know, as I, you know, went further in my career, just because social media has become such a big deal. So that's one of the things that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, because these guys, they always have their phones. I mean, you probably can look back at that table. There's a lot of young people at that table, and everybody has their phone in their hand right now.
Yep, they're watching it, I guarantee you. I know I got grandkids, and they're all like, heck, my wife looks at her more than she looks at me, for God's sake. But you know how that is.
Yeah.
But obviously, but they're also dealing with school. They're dealing with tutors, academic side of it, all these kinds of things, and then their girlfriends and all those kinds of things as well. That all plays into it, doesn't
it? It's a lot. But, you know, that's our job, you know, just try to help them and try to get them to understand it. Sometimes what happens now, all these kids, they look at social media and they want to go to the NBA. Everybody wants to go to the NBA. That's the ultimate goal. You know, if you walked in our locker room and you asked every kid, what do you want to do? Everybody raised their hand and say, I want to go to the NBA, you know, and that's what's good about having Coach and Coach Money, those guys, because they can actually give them the truth serum. You know, everybody's not going to go to the NBA. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
So you got to have other things that you can do. You got to find other interests. You know, and I think that's what we're trying to do as far as getting these young people to understand it's not the end goal sometimes.
Right.
You know, you want to go to the NBA, I get it, but everybody can't go. It's only 60 picks, and it's a million people that play basketball. And sometimes it's just luck. Sometimes you have to have better luck than skill. So just kind of trying to get these guys to understand, man, that there's life outside of basketball. There's other things that you can do. You can be a coach. You know, you can own your own business. You know, you can be a radio guy. You know, it's right. A lot of things that you can do. But sometimes they have tunnel vision because all they want to do is just, you know, go to the NBA because they see what NBA guys get. They see the things. They see the cars and they see the houses. And obviously that's who everybody talks about. So, and there's nothing wrong with having that goal. But I think, I try to get these guys to understand you got to have something to fall back on.
Exactly. Because basketball is going to end at some point for everybody.
Usually when you're around 30-something years old, it's over. I will not pick up a basketball at all other than to shoot. It hurts now.
I understand. Okay. Yeah. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about this team and what has transpired here in the last several weeks because this has been a dramatic turnaround for this program. So we're going to come back with you. Sir Rosemont sitting in for Coach Woodson tonight on Inside IU Basketball from Learfield.
There's some things in life we can always get back. Money, that's one of them. But time, that can never be replaced. Your kids, grandkids, they don't care how big your house is or the type of car you drive. The time they spend with you, that's what matters most. Allow us to help take your financial concerns away so you can enjoy the more important things in life. Call us today at 317-903-9157. Schedule a no-obligation visit and rejoice in your retirement.
Health insurance companies are expected to carry health benefits, but CareSource does so much more. We look beyond doctors' offices and hospitals to see the challenges that face our members. Then we help them achieve not just better health, but better lives. Along with Healthy Indiana Plan benefits, we help our members find stable jobs, housing, childcare, and rides so they can find greater independence. At CareSource, we're removing barriers. We're improving lives. We're reimagining health insurance.
Celebrating its 100th year in business, Smithville understands that the connections you make every day are important. That's why there's no limit on your data use when you're connected to Smithville's fiber internet, meaning you can connect as many devices as you and your family needs without any problems. Binge watch your favorite series while the kids are playing online or video chatting with friends. Smithville is proud to be the company that keeps you connected. To learn more, call 800-742-4084 or visit smithville.com.
Driven by purpose and destined to transform, Baxter Pharmaceuticals converges at the critical intersection where products that save and sustain lives meet the healthcare professionals and caregivers who make it all happen. Now, Baxter supports more patients with a broad set of solutions that empowers healthcare professionals to deliver smarter, more personalized care. Together, Baxter is transforming healthcare with bold innovations that will help us realize our shared promise to improve care for all. Please visit our website at www.baxter.com.
Looking for someone to cater your next corporate event, family reunion, or tailgate? To some, a garnish may be nothing more than just a decoration put last on a plate. But in Bloomington, catering starts with Garnish Catering. Serving all of Bloomington and surrounding areas, Garnish Catering is waiting to help make your next event one to remember. Planning a great event shouldn't have to be stressful. Whether we quote you just for catering or total event package, you can trust that you're making the right choice with Garnish Catering. Visit garnishcatering.com. That's garnishcatering.com. Garnish Catering is a proud partner of the WOW Network.
To us and our good fortune, be happy, be healthy, all right.
One of the great Broadway musicals is back in a new production that is magnificent and life-affirming, Fiddler on the Roof. It's entirely fresh and a reason for celebration. Get your tickets to this powerful and thrilling production that raises a glass, Fiddler on the Roof.
Coming to IU Auditorium February 8th and 9th.
IU Auditorium.
Welcome back to Southern Stone here in Bloomington, where we offer a menu inspired by all the charm of the South open daily with indoor and outdoor seating featuring brunch every weekend. You see Rosemont is our guest here this evening, subbing in for Coach Woodson, who is on a trip out east for a wake. Let's talk a little bit about this past couple of weeks here, because this team is, all of a sudden they've turned things around after a three-game losing skid that's, on the renewal of the Big Ten portion of the season.
Yeah.
Part of it started with the – I think part of it had to start with the injury to Terrace Thompson, him going out in that Iowa ball game. The team did not seem to be the rest of the ball game like they have played previously. And then, of course, you have two ball games in which they get
beat by Northwestern and Penn State when people think that Indiana should have won those ball games, and they should have probably, but nevertheless, they did not.
We didn't.
But then, obviously, you guys did something, got to these guys, got them to understand what was going on here, and you got them turned around. What happened there?
I mean, we just kept pressing forward. I mean, we knew that we were a better team than what we were playing. Obviously, we got two starters out, and you got guys that are in roles that are in starter roles now. Being a starter and sitting on the bench is different, and coming off the bench is a lot different. You know, now you become a guy that's at the top of the scouting report. So those guys, they weren't used to it, and we weren't defending at all. We were preaching defense, and you know, obviously, I think two teams we played really got hot. Northwestern was hot. Penn State was unbelievable. But I think it got our guys' attention because they knew that we felt like we should have won both of those games, even with our guys being out.
Right.
So, like you said, they had a players-only meeting that I didn't even know about. And, I mean, it helped when we beat Wisconsin. And that really, really helped us. I mean, because that was one of those teams that we wanted to beat coming in, a team kind of like Purdue last year. We hadn't beat them in a long time. They won, like, 26 out of the last 27. So I think there was a little bit of motivation for these guys because, I mean, they hear the noise. They hear it.
Sure.
You know, they want to do well. I mean, they're not trying to lose. But, you know, again, they're young people. And trying to get young people to buy into what you're trying to preach and what you're trying to do on a day-to-day basis, you know, it's not as easy as it looks or easy as it sounds. But I think our guys, our older guys, and Trace is, he's rounding about to be healthy. I mean, he wasn't all the way healthy, you know, all year. So I think with a combination of that, a combination of guys gaining confidence, and, I mean, hopefully we can keep this role going.
While you say something about Trace Jackson Davis, we do need to point out he was named the Big Ten Player of the Week this week by the Big Ten, but he also was honored as the Naismith Trophy Player of the Week, the ESPN.com Player of the Week, and the NCAA March Madness Player of the Week in publications announced on Monday.
Trace has been unbelievable. Yeah, that's big time. I think Trace's leadership has been better, too. Coach is always on him about being a leader. Obviously, Coach understands what it is to be a captain here in Indiana. And he puts that pressure on Trace. You know, you got to lead the team. You're our best player. You got to lead. You got to lead these guys. These guys got to believe in you. And I think Trace has taken a step forward in his leadership, you know, responsibilities.
Right.
He really has. And I think he was more hurt with Race being out than Race. Because, you know, that's probably his best friend on the team.
Right.
And he was so broken up about it. And he was like, I'm not going to let my friend down. You know, we got to hold down the fort till he gets back. And he's just been unbelievable. I mean, it's amazing, to be honest with you. I mean, I've been around some guys that NBA lottery picks, but what he's doing right now is just, it's unbelievable.
Back-to-back 30-plus point or 3-point games and also a 3-point game against Iowa.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had three 30-point or more points a game in the last six games three times.
Yes, that's and he's
phenomenal.
Been rebounding better. He's
oh,
been
back.
Rebounding better. He's been playing defense better. And, you know, you have to realize he's out there a lot of minutes. So,
right.
You know, he's usually out there 38 minutes. So he's doing the bulk of the work, and you know I'm very proud of him, and I just want him to, you know, be able to keep it going. Hopefully we can keep him healthy, and you know, obviously build on some of the success we've had. We can't get too happy, can't get too up, too down. You know, this is what Coach always talk about. I mean, obviously we just last week everybody was doomsday. Now everybody's happy again, but we got to make sure we keep these guys, you know, level headed and get them to understand we still have a goal of trying to win the Big Ten championship, and we're back in the fight now. We're in the fight.
You spoke about Race Thompson. Obviously, he came back yesterday against Michigan State. Played only 4 minutes or so, but at the same time, he's back on the floor. He's got a brace on that knee. He looks like he's a little tentative, maybe.
Yeah.
And he hadn't practiced much, so he's not going to be out there a bunch yet.
Yeah, but he better get ready because Coach going to put him out there. Because we need him. We need him. We need his leadership. You know, he's the anchor of our defense, and you know, he's probably the reason why our defense kind of suffered a little bit because he's a guy that he knows everything that we're doing. He's a talker. He talks to everybody. He knows where everybody needs to go on offense. He knows where everybody needs to go on defense. He's, you know, he's our captain. He's our other captain. And he's probably one of the smartest guys on the team. So when somebody else don't know what they're doing, race, he'll make sure he let them know what to do.
Trey Galloway has been playing a point guard position at times with Jalen Hood-Schifino, but yesterday he was at the point most of the day,
yes,
and he played terrific.
Yeah, Trey is a good player. Trey Galloway is a really, really good player. He plays hard, you know, and he plays about as hard as he can play out there.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that, you know, that we are trying to build on with him too, because he's somebody last year that we were looking upon to take a step. You know, and, you know, beginning of the year, he was kind of, I don't know if he was taking a back seat to Jalen or taking a back seat to those other guys, but him getting the opportunity to play and play big minutes, and he's produced, and you know, I'm really proud of him, because he's a guy, you know, for me, I used to always have him on the second team, and he used to be my point guard on the second team, so I used to always be on him like, come on, man, we got to beat the first team. Let's beat Trace. Let's beat Coach today. So it's a joy to see him. You know, it brings a smile to my face to see him kind of having some success, because, you know, he's been injured for probably 2 years, you
right.
know, off and on, and he's finally healthy, and he's playing well.
He has shot the ball exceptionally well, and that wasn't the case up until this year. He's really worked at it, hasn't he?
Oh, he worked. It's funny. I just left the office to come over here, and he was in the gym working on the shot. So he knows in our offense that you have to be able to shoot the ball, you know, especially with Trace commanding double teams, and you're going to get wide open shots. So when you get wide open shots, you got to be ready to knock them down.
Tamar Bates didn't have a point in the Wisconsin or the Illinois ball games, and yesterday he comes up with 5 threes and 17 points.
Yeah, Coach had a great conversation with him before the game, so he responded. That's all I can say. Can't use that type of language on the radio, but he responded, and I'm proud of him, because Coach was on him. Coach was on him hard, you know, wanting him. We need him. We need him to produce offensively. We need him to produce defensively. And Coach let him know. Coach is not a man that's going to hold back his word. So he let him know, and Tamar responded. And Coach always talks about it comes from a good place. He calls it coaching. You know, we got to coach these kids and got to coach them up and got to get them to understand what it's like to be a Hoosier and what this place, you know, is all about as far as winning. So, you know, Coach believes it. So,
I know he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, two other guys that have – kind of, they plateaued for a while, and now they're starting to come back again. Jordan Geronimo and Malik Renew.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I just think, I don't know what happened in the players-only meeting, but we've been doing the same thing every day. We never waver. You know, that's a tribute to Coach. He's calm. He's very calm. Now, he gets after him. He gets after everybody. But he's really calm when it comes to the wins and losses, because we knew we weren't that far off. We knew what it was that was the problem. The problem was our defense.
Right.
Offensively, we've been playing well this year, which is, you
right.
know.
Well, you're shooting over 50% for the season.
Yeah, so we've been playing well offensively, but we weren't guarding anybody. We weren't playing any defense. On the defensive end, we just weren't playing hard. And we just kept telling these guys, we got to play hard. We got to play better defensively. You know, we got to get after guys. It's a saying that we took from Coach Money, up the touch. We hadn't been up to touch guys. We weren't physical with guys. We weren't playing physical. And we just got back to doing what we were doing last year, the dirty work. You know, we playing a little soft defensively. So we had turned into like an offensive team. But, no, we're going to play some defense.
Well, without question, obviously this has been such a turnaround. And it's been dramatic from a confidence standpoint, too. Because let's face it. A lot about college basketball players is whether they're confident in their abilities and in their teammates.
Yes. Young people, man, they need confidence, you know, and they confidence wavered a little bit. But I think, you know, it's just a tribute to those guys, you know, just sticking with each other. They know each other. They believe in each other. They love each other. And obviously a tribute to the staff, because we never wavered. I mean, we've been around. Like, Coach has been around a long time. He's seen a lot of games. You know, I've been coaching now for about 21 years. You know, you got Money that's been coaching 30, 40 years. You got Brian, who's probably a little bit newer, but you got King that's been coaching 20 years. So we all know what was going on. We knew what was going on.
Sure.
We knew what we needed to do. We just had to get them to do it. And that's a part of coaching, you know, getting young people to do what you want them to do. You know, most people here are probably parents, and you know how it is when you're trying to get young people to do what you want them to do, it's kind of hard at times. You know, they were a little hard-headed, but the losses started piling up, and they just, you know what, we better start listening. And they started listening and started doing, and here we are with a 3-game win streak that we got to try to keep going. Because, I mean, the season's still a long season.
Right.
So we still got to – we can't go to Minnesota and you know, lay an egg because we just beat three really good teams, probably three tournament teams. So we need to go to Minnesota with the same mentality as we're getting ready to play Michigan State. We're getting ready to play Wisconsin. We're getting ready to play Illinois. We can't go to Minnesota and look at their record and think that we're just going to walk in there and beat them because they're playing good basketball. They're not a bad team.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's the Big Ten. Anybody can beat anybody in the Big Ten, which I'm learning. It's crazy.
It is crazy. There's no question about it. This conference, it has for several years now, has been the best conference in college basketball.
No, it is. It's tough. This is a tough league. I've been in the SEC. Obviously, I've been in the Pac-12, but it's pretty tough. It's a pretty tough league.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about this Minnesota ball game coming up this week. I believe that's your scout, too.
It is my scout, yeah.
All right, we'll be back in a moment with Yasir Rosemond on Inside IU Basketball with Mike Whitson from Learfield.
Smithville has been a proud sponsor of IU Athletics since 2009. Smithville is your reliable, local provider for gigabit speed fiber internet, as well as voice and security services, providing state-of-the-art connectivity for your home as well as for businesses big or small. Celebrating its 100th year in business, Smithville lets you experience the internet from the company that knows and loves the Hoosier in you. To learn more, call 800-742-4084 or visit smithville.com.
Country Living is just a swing away with existing home inventory being low. There couldn't be a better time to build a new home with Property Sure Construction. Now building exclusively just south of Bloomington within the Stonecrest Golf Community. Choose from one of Stonecrest's gorgeous Signature Series house plans. We have several lots available with scenic views of the golf course. Contact Amy Rota with Revesco Real Estate for additional information at 812-583-0919 or check out our website, mystonecrestliving.com. That's mystonecrestliving.com for more details.
There's some things in life we can always get back. Money, that's one of them. But time, that can never be replaced. Your kids, grandkids, they don't care how big your house is or the type of car you drive. The time they spend with you, that's what matters most. Allow us to help take your financial concerns away so you can enjoy the more important things in life. Call us today at 317-903-9157. Schedule a no-obligation visit and rejoice in your retirement.
Purchase your vehicle online and have it delivered by using the Express Store at CommunityCars.com. Ford, Lincoln, Chevrolet, Kia, Mitsubishi, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. All of our pre-owned vehicles have been inspected by factory-trained technicians and come with a 3-month, 3,000-mile limited warranty so you can drive off with confidence. At CommunityCars.com, you'll find a great selection of both new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Tired of spending hours in a dealership buying a car? Try our Express Store to help you save time and money from the comfort of your home. CommunityCars.com. Purchase in minutes, not hours.
Health insurance companies are expected to carry health benefits, but CareSource does so much more. We look beyond doctors' offices and hospitals to see the challenges that face our members. Then we help them achieve not just better health, but better lives. Along with Healthy Indiana Plan benefits, we help our members find stable jobs, housing, childcare, and rides so they can find greater independence. At CareSource, we're removing barriers. We're improving lives. We're reimagining health insurance.
To us and our good fortune, be happy, be healthy, all right.
One of the great Broadway musicals is back in a new production that is magnificent and life-affirming, Fiddler on the Roof. It's entirely fresh and a reason for celebration. Get your tickets to this powerful and thrilling production that raises a glass, Fiddler on the Roof.
Coming to IU Auditorium February 8th and 9th.
IU Auditorium.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to Let Sleeping Dogs Lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Inside IU Basketball, with a reminder that you can join us at 7:05 most Monday nights throughout the season, presented by CommunityCars.com and hosted live here at Southern Stone in Bloomington on West Patterson Drive. And next Monday night, we will not have a radio show because Indiana will be on the road traveling for their Tuesday night matchup with the Maryland Terrapins. So obviously no show next Monday night for the fans that are here and looking to come back again. All right. Yeah, Sarah, let's talk a little bit about this Minnesota ball club we're about to face that Indiana will play on Wednesday night. There's no question they are having a tough time right now. They're 1-7 in the Big Ten. They've won 7 games this year, though, and they have given some teams a real battle, and they beat Ohio State on the road. Tell us a little about what you've seen in the scout.
They're better than they're a matchup problem because they got big guys that could play on the perimeter. And obviously for us, Trace doesn't play on the perimeter all the time. He can guard on the perimeter. So they cause some matchup problems for us. So we got to make sure that, you know, our defensive coverages are sound. We got to make sure that we're in tune with each other defensively, because there are going to be some times where we have to switch. Our bigger guys are going to have to switch on smaller guys. And we're going to have to be able to – our smaller guys are going to have to be able to box out some of their bigger guys, because they got big guys that can shoot the ball. So they're better than their record. And they cause you matchup problems. They struggle to score a little bit. And I think that's kind of been their issue. But we're going to go in there, and we need to put on a performance, because we need to come out of there with a win.
Jamison Battle is the only player, I think, it's almost recognizable on their team from last year. So yeah, they've got a whole bunch of new faces out there. But Battle is a test. He's a test in himself, is he not?
Yes, he's a guy that can really shoot. He can really score. He hasn't been shooting the ball well. It's funny, last year he played more of the four. This year he's playing more of the three. They have a guy, Garcia, who was actually he was a McDonald All-American coming out of high school. He went to Marquette, I think, first, then went to North Carolina. Now he's transferred to Minnesota because he's from Minnesota. He's a really good player. He's about 6'11". He can play inside and outside. So those guys will be some tough matches for him. And they have their point guard, number 55, what is it, Cooper? No, not Cooper. Here it is. Yeah, Cooper. So Cooper, number 55, their point guard, when he plays well, they win. And that's how they won on the road at Ohio State. So we got to make sure we contain their top guys, and kind of handle their offense, because their offense, again, is a five-out offense. It's a spread offense where they get off and they do a lot of DHOs, handoff, ball screen. So our coverage has got to be sound, and we got to be in tune.
Are they a better offensive or a better defensive team?
I would say better offense. But they'll slow the ball down so to make their defense look good. So they'll walk the ball up. So it'll be a game where we're going to try to pick the tempo up with our defense. So a lot of times good defensive teams, they're good defensively because they limit the possession.
Right.
So they'll slow the ball down. They'll probably play us in a little bit of zone. So we got to be ready for some zone. So we'll be ready, though. We'll get our guys ready tomorrow, and we'll head to Minnesota and see if we can come back with a victory.
As the season goes on, especially in Big Ten play, and your guys are running into a stretch now where you're going to play, I think it's 5 games in 13 days. That started with the Illinois ball game.
Yeah.
So you've got only 2 days between playing a ball game to rest and practice and then play again.
Yeah.
So how do you handle that from a player's perspective, from a coach's perspective, with players? Because you just can't wear them out there in practice, can you?
Well, we've been practicing, and it's been working. So we gonna practice. but we give guys rest. I mean, if we go in there, we try to get an intense 2-hour practice, intense hour and a half, to get the guys to understand and get their blood moving. Because a lot of times when you give them a day off, the day after a day off is probably one of the worst practices ever. It's like, man, what have you guys been doing? And probably just been laying around getting treatment all day. So, but this turnaround that we've been practicing. We've been practicing all the way up to the game. So I think we're going to keep that formula going and see, and hopefully it keeps working.
You didn't practice today, though, right?
No, we didn't practice today. We had NCAA required day off.
Right.
So we had to take the day off today. So tomorrow will be, you know, we'll get after it a little bit, then we'll head to Minnesota and on Wednesday night. It's my boy's birthday, so we better win.
Well, you have to point that out, right?
Yeah.
This is my scout. Yeah. My boy's birthday. Yeah. You better not let me down.
Better not let me down. The twins going to be mad at you guys if you guys let me down.
Without doubt, this season has been a little bit up and down after the opening part of the year in which you were really strong against some lesser competition. Mm-hmm. But this team seems to have learned a little bit as you've gone through it. And now, if you can get this run going, keep it going, this team's got a chance to accomplish the goal that they set out at the beginning of the season. That's going to be hard because Purdue is playing really well.
But who?
Yeah, you know who that team up north.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. I never heard of them.
Black and gold stuff.
Never heard of them.
But when you look at it, this team still has its goal in front of them.
Yes.
So the carrot's there.
No, we still have the goal of winning the Big Ten title. I mean, we got to win games. We got to continue to win. We need some other teams. We need somebody to beat that other team that you were just talking about.
Right.
And we're going to beat them. So we plan on beating them twice. So that'll be two losses that they'll have. So so hopefully, yeah, so that'll be three. And then hopefully somebody else will get them. But we just have to take care of what we got to take care of. You know, we got to take care of business. Because the main goal is to try to win a Big Ten title. But also, we want to get to the tournament. You know, we want to get to the NCAA tournament and have a chance to win a national title. You know, so those were our goals that we set out this year, this summer. That's been the goal since Coach Wilson's got here, to win a Big Ten title first and win a national title. And that's going to be the goal for however long we're here. I mean, that's every year we want to try to win the Big Ten title and the national title. And that's still the goal. It was the goal when we lost three in a row, to be honest with you. We still talked about it. So it's not like we're not going to waver from what we do. I mean, because we believe in Coach. He believes in the system that he's put in. So that's what we're going to do, and we're going to keep pushing forward.
Yeah, you did a great job tonight. You knocked it out of the park, man.
Thank you.
Yasir Rosemont, our guest on sitting in for Coach Woodson tonight. And we'll be back with another guest coming up. Andrew Misharka will join us. He is a director of photography for this Indiana basketball team. We'll be back in a moment. This is IU Basketball on the Carasaurus Radio. Well, actually, it's not the Carasaurus Radio Network tonight, but we are doing it for Carasaurus. They're our game sponsor, so I throw that in there because I'm stupid. Shouldn't have done it. No, you're good. You're good. Thanks, Yashir. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back with more in a moment, right after these messages on Learfield.
Celebrating its 100th year in business, Smithville understands that the connections you make every day are important. That's why there's no limit on your data use when you're connected to Smithville's fiber internet, meaning you can connect as many devices as you and your family needs without any problems. Binge watch your favorite series while the kids are playing online or video chatting with friends. Smithville is proud to be the company that keeps you connected. To learn more, call 800-742-4084 or visit smithville.com.
Hoosier fans, have you ever wanted to put on your own candy stripe warm-ups and hang out on the court with the team before the game? This season, the Hoosiers men's basketball team is looking for an honorary pregame team member, and it could be you. Go to iubench.com now and register for your chance to join your Hoosier men's basketball team for an experience that includes bench seats during warm-ups, candy stripe pants, and game tickets for four. Again, that website is iubench.com. Brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, a proud partner of your Indiana Hoosiers.
To us and our good fortune, be happy, be healthy, all right.
One of the great Broadway musicals is back in a new production that is magnificent and life-affirming, Fiddler on the Roof. It's entirely fresh and a reason for celebration. Get your tickets to this powerful and thrilling production that raises a glass, Fiddler on the Roof.
Coming to IU Auditorium February 8th and 9th.
IU Auditorium.
Driven by purpose and destined to transform, Baxter Pharmaceuticals converges at the critical intersection where products that save and sustain lives meet the healthcare professionals and caregivers who make it all happen. Now, Baxter supports more patients with a broad set of solutions that empowers healthcare professionals to deliver smarter, more personalized care. Together, Baxter is transforming healthcare with bold innovations that will help us realize our shared promise to improve care for all. Please visit our website at www.baxter.com.
Centered around you. It's more than a tagline at Centra Credit Union. So when you bank at Centra, you're banking with people dedicated to making your life easier. We listen to you, work together, and offer solutions to put you on the path to success.
Join the Centra family and see the difference for yourself. Centra is a proud partner of Hoosier Basketball. Centra Credit Union, centered around you. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Want everything on your used car buying checklist? Then check out Ford Blue Advantage. How about a gold-certified 172-point inspection? Check. A comprehensive limited warranty backed by Ford? Check. A Carfax report and a 14-day, 1,000-mile money-back guarantee? Check and check. Ford Blue Advantage. Used car buying that's built for you. See your participating Ford dealer for limited warranty details and important rules on the money-back guarantee program.
Welcome back to Inside IU Basketball with Mike Woodson, who is being subbed in tonight for Nasir Rosemont, who did a really good job here tonight on the program. And now we've got another guest tonight, and this is Andrew Masharka, who is the director of photography for Indiana Athletics. Is it Total Athletic Department?
Yep, Total Athletics.
Okay, so this guy takes pictures of everybody. But, Andrew, let's find out a little bit about how you got into this business. But, first of all, your background. Where do you come from? Where's your family? Where did you go to school?
Yeah, so this probably won't be well-reserved here, but from Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
I went to Eastern Michigan, though. Did not grow up a Michigan fan, just to cover my bases there. went to Eastern Michigan. I did student news to start, and it was kind of good because it kind of gave me that different side where it's more like journalistic stuff and you can kind of just see the stories as it is. But as I went on, I was like, okay, like I get telling the stories, but I wanted to see more so like the team side of things. So just being able to showcase who these athletes are and just basically document the stories that they have to tell.
Now, your dad was a photographer.
Correct.
At Eastern Michigan,
yes.
Correct? So you have a little background in that. And did your dad teach you a lot about what you know about photography?
Yeah, my dad gave me a lot of early info, and he also gave me the access to kind of get started. I was on the baseline at Eastern probably, I think the first time ever was probably 7th or 8th grade. Early on, I was able to get on the court and be able to see it. Eastern is an early team there.
Did you follow all sports there as well, or just football?
Yeah, so when I was a student there, student news-wise, I did football and basketball mostly. Did a little bit of gymnastics as well. And then when I moved to the athletic department side, did pretty much everything. And they had me do video as well. Yeah.
So, well, obviously you came to Indiana. How did you get the job here?
So in between Eastern and here, I interned with the Minnesota Twins. Did that internship, and then I did another internship with the Cleveland Indians, now the Guardians. So I did back-to-back baseball internships. Baseball was great. The season's long, though. 82 games definitely takes a toll on you.
Only home games?
Yeah, only home games, thankfully. But you know, still, it's a long season. You have a 14-game homestand, and it gets to you.
So when you come to work in the morning, what's the first thing you have to do at Indiana? What do you do first?
Every day's different. If it's a game day, I'm trying to make sure everything's prepped and ready to go. I have a team of 10 interns. They make my job so much easier. And so I just make sure everything is ready to go. We have cameras set up, and we're ready to shoot the game.
So in getting ready to shoot the game, now you're dealing with athletes.
Yes.
Do these guys always know that you're around and taking pictures of them, and how do they handle that?
Our men's basketball team especially, they're fantastic about it, especially now in year two. The first year, it was just getting kind of my face, getting them used to it. But now they see us on every road trip, and it's now they know who we are and what we're doing, and they can trust us.
What year is this for you at IU?
So I was here as an intern in 2019, kind of through the COVID year. And then that job kind of disappeared just with the term of the contract. And then Missy Manier, that was here before me, she went off to Kansas, and I applied, and now I'm back at Indiana.
So are you doing more than just basketball?
Yeah. So I travel full-time with men's basketball and football, but then pretty much any other sport, any requests that come on, I worry about that. Luckily, my interns, they shoot a ton of the other sports like wrestling that's going on right now, swim and dive. But, yeah, we cover everything.
Well, do you do anything that's other than just
doing still photos? Do you do video? Do you do that kind of thing?
Thankfully, I do not touch video. That's Andrew Brown's territory. Don't go near it.
Andrew, who is sitting back here, Andrew, wave at everybody. He's back there. He does the Facebook page that we're on tonight. I guess we're on, aren't we, Andrew? So we can wave at people if you want to wave at somebody, your dad or whoever.
Yeah, I know my wife is watching right now and my mom is watching as well. So
I was going to ask you if you had a wife or a girlfriend.
Yeah, wife. Just got married in August.
Oh, really? Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Where'd you go on your honeymoon?
So we haven't yet, but we did just book it. So now luckily I'm in the safe zone with that.
Did you do football this year too?
Yes.
So is it different than doing basketball? I mean, obviously, some of it's outside, that kind of thing. But
yeah, you deal with that. The traveling's a little different because, obviously, it's one game a week. So you're not – I mean, with us, I feel like with basketball right now, we have home game, then we go on a road trip immediately, then back for another home game. It's just a lot of moving pieces there. With football, you pretty much know week by week by week, and you can kind of lock into each game to know really, like, what to expect.
And once you're done with football and basketball, then what do?
Baseball, softball, spring season.
So do you have those two sports as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And do you travel with the teams?
Postseason for them. So luckily not. I don't do as much during the season for them traveling, but postseason for sure.
How many interns do you have in your staff?
10. So when I came in, we had 7, and then I've added 3 more since.
So can you add as many interns as you want since you don't have to pay them? Is that right?
Well, we pay them.
Oh,
so,
do you pay them?
We pay them. So, yeah, I don't think Jeremy Gray would love for me to add any more, but we'll see.
What is the most challenging aspect of being a photographer?
I think because the biggest thing for me is I really view this job, especially with Indiana, it's such a historical program. You're documenting the history. So you want to make sure you're capturing all these moments. I know, like, last year during the Big Ten tournament, like, we had an incredible run, and after, I want to say, Illinois game, Scott Dolson, our athletic director, him and Trace met in the locker room, and there was a photo of them just fully taking it all in. It was one that Trace posted later on, but that's the kind of moment that I like to kind of describe, like, that's my job. Like, you want to capture these moments that historically can live on forever.
What is the most difficult thing that you have to do?
Oh, that's a good question. I think really just balancing the schedules. Because there's so much going on. I mean, when you have as many teams as we do, just kind of making sure we have every home game covered and just making sure all the coaches are happy and we're in good graces.
Does anybody make your job difficult? I mean, you don't have to name names, but are there people that make your job difficult?
No, it's honestly, it's a good balance. I think everyone's pretty respectful of my time, and they know, like, there's a lot of teams.
There are a lot of teams. There's no question about that. So you only take care of the sports that you are directly involved with, like football, basketball, baseball, and softball. Who takes care of the rest of the?
Well, no. So I still oversee everything.
Oh, okay. You got.
Yeah.
So are the interns the ones that go out and cover these other teams?
Yes. So they'll go. They can go. They'll go out and shoot water polo, and they'll shoot. Go out and shoot softball and baseball. They'll go shoot wrestling as well. But then, like, if there's problems, it comes back to me.
You didn't get to use your word that Andrew gave you that you had to say on the air tonight.
I know. How am I supposed to use stain in a sentence?
Well, you just did.
There we go. I'm good.
Andrew, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Best of luck
to you, man. Andrew Misharka, our guest on Inside IU Football Inside IU Basketball with Mike Woodson. We'll be back with final thoughts right after this.
Driven by purpose and destined to transform, Baxter Pharmaceuticals converges at the critical intersection where products that save and sustain lives meet the healthcare professionals and caregivers who make it all happen. Now, Baxter supports more patients with a broad set of solutions that empowers healthcare professionals to deliver smarter, more personalized care. Together, Baxter is transforming healthcare with bold innovations that will help us realize our shared promise to improve care for all. Please visit our website at www.baxter.com.
Want everything on your used car buying checklist? Then check out Ford Blue Advantage. How about a gold certified 172-point inspection? Check. A comprehensive limited warranty backed by Ford? Check. A Carfax report and a 14-day 1,000-mile money-back guarantee? Check and check. Ford Blue Advantage. Used car buying that's built for you. See your participating Ford dealer for limited warranty details and important rules on the money-back guarantee program.
Centered around you. It's more than a tagline at Centra Credit Union. So when you bank at Centra, you're banking with people dedicated to making your life easier.
We listen to you, work together, and offer solutions to put you on the path to success. Join the Centra family and see the difference for yourself. Centra is a proud partner of Hoosier Basketball. Centra Credit Union, centered around you. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Hoosier fans, have you ever wanted to put on your own candy stripe warm-ups and hang out on the court with the team before the game? This season, the Hoosiers men's basketball team is looking for an honorary pregame team member, and it could be you. Go to iubench.com now and register for your chance to join your Hoosier men's basketball team for an experience that includes bench seats during warm-ups, candy stripe pants, and game tickets for four. Again, that website is iubench.com. Brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, a proud partner of your Indiana Hoosiers.
Want everything on your used car buying checklist? Then check out Ford Blue Advantage. How about a gold-certified 172-point inspection? Check. A comprehensive limited warranty backed by Ford? Check. A Carfax report and a 14-day, 1,000-mile money-back guarantee? Check and check. Ford Blue Advantage. Used car buying that's built for you. See your participating Ford dealer for limited warranty details and important rules on the money-back guarantee program.
Whether it's at our place or yours, great food and a great time is our guarantee. Endeavor Hospitality, a locally owned and operated restaurant group, also offering catering services in Bloomington, Indiana. Our local restaurants provide an array of menu items that never leave you bored, just to tempt you with a few mouthwatering options. Experience a charcuterie boarded feast, Southern Stone's fried chicken, vegan tacos at the Allery, an authentic Italian meal at K Bello, or a hearty breakfast at BB's Market. Your next dining endeavor starts by visiting EndeavorIndiana.com or downloading the WOW Club app to learn exclusive dining rewards. Endeavor Hospitality is a proud partner of the WOW Network.
As we wrap up tonight's show, Indiana will be playing twice this week at Minnesota on Wednesday. Our pregame will be at 8 p.m. with the tip-off scheduled for 9 o'clock at Ohio State on Saturday at Simon Scott Assembly Hall, 7 p.m. with a pregame. Tip is 8 o'clock on Saturday night. Tonight's show has been brought to you by CommunityCars.com. Purchase your vehicle online. Have it delivered by using the Express Store, CommunityCars.com. CommunityCars.com. Purchase in minutes, not hours. A special thanks, as always, to our on-site engineer, George Bowes, and to our Learfield studio technician tonight, Ross Steiner. And don't forget to join us 2 weeks from tonight for Inside IU Basketball with Mike Woodson. Until then, I'm Don Fisher. Thanks for being with us. So long, everybody.
On the CareSource Radio Network, this has been IU Basketball with Coach Woodson, presented by CommunityCars.com. Also brought to you by Smithville. Smithville is your local choice for internet, voice, security, and TV. Visit Smithville.com for more information. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the IU and CareSource Radio Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.